Mystery Theater. I'm Steve Brown, the co-executive producer and writer, sharing both of these duties with Michael Ostrup, inviting you in for what people today like to call a mashup of two wonderful stories. Our stars from the 91.1 Players will be presenting Sorry, Wrong Number, Baby Jane. This will be an unusual mix of both Louise Fletcher's Sorry, Wrong Number and the Robert Aldrich Warner Brothers lurid 1962 melodramatic film of hate and revenge, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. We are coming to you live before a studio audience this morning from Lake Lawn Resort on beautiful Delavan Lake in Delavan, Wisconsin. This is the WGTD Radio Mystery Theater. And this is show number 109 in this, our 13th season. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumais, and McKernan. And they can be found on the web at addmlaw.com. And also the not-for-profit Brown Ostrup Performing Arts Foundation on the web at brownostripfoundation.org. And also Lake Lawn Resort, the ultimate destination for year-round leisure getaways, family retreats, weddings, and yes, even group meetings, on the web at lakelawnresort.com. And also our show today is a tribute to John Oleksii, who recently passed away. And this show is for you, John. There's that blasted telephone again, but this time I think that call might be answered. But by whom?
Hello? Who is it? Who's on the other end of this phone call? Don't you know that I'm an invalid and I can't move around very well? Who is this?
Oh, can't everyone just leave me alone? Why are you calling me? I'd rather wait until hell freezes over before I have to miss one of my movies that's still being played on television.
What? I have no idea what you are talking about or who you are. You must get off this line.
I'll use this damn telephone anytime I want. My sister Blanche always pays the bills around here. You will be hearing from me again.
Hello?
What?
What do you mean?
What did you say?
Who are
go
you?
Go away now. Just
you must
go
get off
away
this line.
Now. Daddy used to tell me to stay out on stage until the applause stopped. Oh, yes, Daddy. I want them to see me again. Oh, thank you all very much. Yes, of course. Another song? Just for you.
Dear Daddy, we miss you and wish you were with us to love. Instead of a stamp, I put kisses. The postman says that's best to do. I've written this letter to Daddy saying I love you. Yes, Daddy, that is a beautiful doll. No, it's a gorgeous doll because it's me, all me, and not Blanche. You're not Blanche! I said no!
Lady, excuse me, miss.
Oh, isn't the beach beautiful today, Blanche? Oh, Daddy always loved to take us out here on a day like today.
I think this lady is totally out of her mind.
Say, she looks familiar. Hold on, let me check this APB on her.
Wait, what does it say, Hank?
Oh, I want some ice cream. Yes, I think I'll have some vanilla. No, I think that strawberry looks more luscious to me. Now, what do you think, Blanche?
Oh, my gosh. It's that old-time actress who's been missing, Jane Hudson.
You mean?
I am the original and only baby Jane Hudson.
She sure is, but where is her?
I let her to Daddy. His address is heaven above. Ma'am. I've written, dear
Ma'am.
Daddy,
Ma'am.
We miss you.
Ma'am.
And wish you to take your hands off of me.
Where is your sister Blanche?
Blanche?
Yes. Where is Blanche, your sister?
Oh, there. She's over there under that tree. But she might be dead already. Dead. Blanche, by the trees. And the ocean is right over there.
How did she do this to me? I was the star, the smart one, the talented one. I had all the money.
Let's take you back a few years. As Jane and Blanche are driving back to their Beverly Hills mansion after attending a posh Hollywood premiere and after party.
Oh, Blanche, Monsieur always drives the fast.
Why don't you shut up? You're always complaining about something that I'm doing.
Oh, that's not true. Absolutely not true.
I don't hear you complaining when my big fat checks come in from all my movies. In fact, you're drunk right now.
No, baby face. I've got the cutest little baby face. There isn't one can take my place. Oh, Mommy always liked you better than me. Why is that?
What are you talking about now?
You were always being treated better than me. Always.
That is not true. Daddy always liked you more. And at least until you got older and couldn't pull off that awful act of yours.
Well, it certainly paid the bills, didn't it now? Paid to straighten out your teeth and fix that nose. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hey, take it easy there. Oh, I can barely stay in this seat.
That has nothing to do with how I'm driving. You're so drunk you couldn't sit up in a bar stool. Which you have loads of experience at.
Well, I have a right to drink. The way you treated me and Daddy, you and Mommy were always so mean to us.
Yeah. Just don't get sick in my car.
I've written a letter to Daddy.
Enough already.
Oh, you shut up, you witch.
Me? Who was the one that got you all those movie parts? You did nothing but... washed up child star with no talent, no looks, and no friends.
Oh, please. You just slept your way through those studios to get the parts you got. The only talent you had was in the sack.
Ha! At least someone wanted to be with me. Man, you've only gotten more ugly as you've grown up.
Well, you're no Miss America.
And you were always so mean to me as a child, always trying to get me in trouble.
Oh, slow down now! You're gonna kill us both.
There.
Oh, those baby Jane dolls for Christmas. Just how many of those stupid little dolls were sold? Thousands. Maybe millions.
And what does that prove? It just shows you that people are stupid, stupid, stupid.
I never got my own doll. My very own.
You! It's always about you, Jane. The world does not move around you.
Oh, look, Miss Hudson. If your sister Blanche in another movie, aren't you proud of her?
So what if I did make a lot of movies? They were big and made a lot of money, one right after the other.
Oh, lots of money. Oh, please. You took all of my money. Are we home yet at my home? I'm hungry. Oh, look, Blanche. Look at all those beautiful flowers in Mrs. Bates' flower garden. I love beautiful flowers, don't you?
Yeah, Jane, whatever. Right. Beautiful flowers. Man, what is up with her tonight? Another bender and it's up to me again to haul her out of this car, into the house, and up the stairs to her room. I am so tired of carrying her and carrying her career.
I've written a letter to Daddy.
Oh, now would you please get out of the car, open the gate for me. You know how to use that tricky latch. Better than I do.
Well, whatever it takes to get out of this car and onto some steady ground. I'm awfully tired. Oh, I made big movies. Oh, it's all about you. And just who do you think you're talking to? If it wouldn't have been for Daddy and me making all that money, she wouldn't be the big fat movie star she thinks she is.
She was the one who should have been in this wheelchair. Or in a box. Not me. Not me. You, Jane. You!
As Blanche displays her frustration and, yes, almost her hatred for her sister, Jane, over on the East Coast, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan in New York City, Mrs. Leona Stevenson is becoming even more panicked than she was a few minutes ago when we heard her on the telephone. This is our story, intertwined with Baby Jane, adapted from the original Louise Fletcher 1943 radio thriller, Sorry, Wrong Number. And it's just another way that the WGTD Radio Theater creates the mystery and suspicion of yet another dangerous and frightening adventure.
Oh, how awful. How unspeakably awful. Operator! Operator, I've just been cut off. Well, operator, I was supposed to be calling Murray Hill 40098, but it wasn't. Some wires must have gotten crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing, something about a murder. And, well, operator, you'll simply have to retrace that call at once. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? That was a wrong number. And don't say you're sorry. I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they are going to murder somebody. Some poor innocent woman who was all alone in a house near a bridge. And we've got to stop them. We've just got to. It doesn't matter what number I was calling. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it. And we've got to find out who it was immediately. Oh, why are you so stupid? It doesn't matter what number I was calling. What time is it? Oh, I don't want the chief operator. I think it's perfectly shameful. Now look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try. That's what I said. Just try Murray Hill 40098 for me. You dialed it, but your finger must have slipped. And I was connected with some other number. And I could hear them. But they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply fail to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again on purpose. Why couldn't you try to dial Murray Hill 40098 in the same careless way? All right, dial Murray Hill 40098 only carelessly. Please. Oh, thank you. Oh, busy. I know Murray Hill 40098 is busy. Operator? Operator, you didn't try to get that wrong number at all. I asked you explicitly. All you did was dial correctly. Can't you for once forget what number I'm calling and do something for me? Well, I want to trace that call. It's my civic duty, and it's your civic duty to trace that call and apprehend those dangerous killers. And if you won't, all right, get me the chief operator. Oh, very well. Please do. All this talk, I can't make anyone understand. It takes so much time to get anyone. Chief operator, I want you to trace a call, a telephone call, immediately. I don't know where it came from or who was making it, but it's absolutely necessary that it be tracked down. Because it was about a murder that someone's planning, a terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman. Tonight at 11:15. Can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men? What did you say? My name? My name is Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Albert Stevenson. But listen, my telephone number is Plaza 3-2093. But if you go on wasting all this time, I want that call traced. Why? No reason. I mean, I merely felt very strongly that something ought to be done about it. These men sound like killers. They're dangerous. They're going to murder this woman. 11:15 tonight. And I thought the police ought to know. No, I haven't reported it to the police. Well, no, not yet. But meanwhile, oh, for heaven's sakes, you mean to tell me I can't check this call as a private individual when there's going to be a murder without getting tied up in all this red tape? Why, it's perfectly idiotic. I'll call the police. Oh, ridiculous. I never heard of such nonsense. Police department, I can't see why you have to go through all this business. The police department? Get me the police department, please. Oh, dear, do you have to dial? Can't you ring them direct? Oh, this time wasted. Police department, oh, this is Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 5353 North Sutton Place. I'm calling to report a murder. I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I just overheard plans for it over the telephone. Over a wrong number that the operator gave me. Yes, positively. It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you concentrating on this? You sound sleepy. No, I can't. I told you. I can't. I'm in a wheelchair. Don't you understand? Are you stupid? And there was a private patrolman on the street. He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully. And I'm not well, and I'm very nervous. Oh, dear. My name is Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Albert Stevenson. Oh, my address is 53 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge, the Queensboro Bridge, you know. And we have a private patrolman on our street. And 2nd Avenue is the next street. Oh, well, I was calling Murray Hill 40098, but that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, Murray Hill 40098 is my husband's office. And don't tell me, sorry, wrong number. My husband is working late tonight, and his line was busy, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home. I'm an invalid, you know, in a wheelchair, and it's the maid's night out, and, well, you'll look into it? Why, the whole thing calls for a search, a complete and thorough search of the whole city. I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to this neighborhood at once. Oh, I don't know. Only the coincidence is so horrible. It sounds like this neighborhood. 2nd Avenue, the patrolman, the bridge. Yes, and maybe it wasn't a long-distance call I overheard. I'm all alone and very nervous. I'm in a wheelchair, you know. I don't care how many other matters you have on your desk. This is not routine. It's murder. And it requires immediate attention. Oh, you idiot, idiot, idiot. Stupid, stupid. Oh, why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he? Hello? Hello? Oh, I'll dial the operator again. I just can't. Operator, for heaven's sakes, will you ring that Murray Hill 40098 number again? I can't think what's keeping him so long. Well, try. Try. I don't see why he doesn't answer. Oh, it makes me so nervous. I can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy. Hello? Albert? Hello, hello? Hello? Oh, what's the matter with this damn phone? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this may be her house, but I'll make it mine. She made Mommy and me suffer for too long when we were girls. She was always Daddy's little girl, and I got stuck with Mommy. Always Mommy. Daddy, that drunk, drank all that money from the stupid dolls. I had to work twice as hard as I should have to support those leeches. Jane will pay for this.
I brought you lunch. Are you
you still in bed?
Oh, yes. I was so tired, so drained for some reason. Thank you for preparing my lunch, but the housekeeper was about to prepare something for me.
Oh, really? I'll tell her to get back to her real job, cleaning this dump. Edna, skip the lunch for Blanche. I've already got something for her. She'll eat this. Just get back to your cleaning, and make sure to get it right this time. There. The place has always been such a dump. All she does is spend time up here with you.
Really, Jane? That wasn't necessary. Edna has been so nice to me. Us. It hasn't been easy holding on to good people the way you treat them.
Oh, please. I treat them the same way you treat me and Daddy. And now you have a problem with that?
Oh, will you stop it about the poor Daddy and me act? No matter what gutter I had to pick you two out of, I always made sure you had work and plenty of liquor.
Oh, sweet, sweet little birdie, singing so sweetly. I've written a letter to Daddy.
Oh, cut that stupid song already. 40 years later and you're still singing that song. I swear you'll be singing it from your grave.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you, Blanche? Me in the grave, just like how you put Mommy and Daddy there. You always put on this act for everyone that you're oh such a goody two-shoes. Taking care of everyone, making those sappy movies, always the good little girl.
You're drunk again, aren't you? I swear you hit the bottle from the moment you open your eyes in the morning.
I've written a letter to Daddy. Oh, such a sweet, sweet little birdie. I should move this cage out of this bedroom. It's so depressing in here. And so what if I drink a bit? Helps me cope with taking care of you. I swear you're faking it in that wheelchair.
Faking it? I was the one that was hurt in that accident. You were so drunk that night, you can't even remember.
Oh, please, stop with the accident. I am so tired of hearing about the accident. 15 years of the accident.
Oh, just get out of here and let me eat my lunch in peace.
Whatever you say, Blanche. Makes my day.
What a witch. And that stupid song. Here's a song for her.
Here, little birdie. Here you go. That's right. Just get on my finger. Oh, such a sweet little birdie. Now doesn't it feel better to be out of that cage? Such pretty feathers on your neck. So, Jane, you want the bird down with you. I can arrange that. I've written a letter to Birdie. I've written a letter to Birdie.
Down and disinfect it.
Why, yes, I am. You may come in and take it, dear sister.
Well, what's up with you?
Why, nothing. I'm just reading one of my fan letters.
From when? 20 years ago? Why is the birdcage covered?
Oh, it was time for a nap for the sweet thing, that's all. I wanted a little quiet before my lunch.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Let me get the tray and get out of here. This room gives me the creeps.
Witch.
I've written a letter to Oh,
Birdie. My God! Oh, my God! That poor little birdie!
Hello. May I speak to Dr. Shelby? This is Blanche Hudson. Thank you.
Yes, Blanche. What can I do for you?
Well, Doctor, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my sister Jane.
Oh?
Yes. She just doesn't seem right lately.
She's always singing that song of hers, doesn't keep up the house or herself. She looks awful. And her drinking, well, it's constant. I'm just so worried about her.
Well, that seems so odd. I just saw her a few months ago. Seemed okay to me. I mean, she is getting older. Looks back at her youth like we all do as we age. But I didn't detect anything unusual.
Well, you know, Doctor, she's always felt guilty about that. What happened that night of the accident. Always blaming herself. And you know how guilt can eat at you.
Yes, well, I never did completely understand what happened that night. I'll send over some pills for her to help her. Seems to be some kind of anxiety, depression kind of thing. Let me know how they work out. One a day should do it.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. And I'll keep you abreast of how Jane is doing. Was that one pill a day, right?
What are you doing in there?
Watching a movie.
Which one? Oh, I knew it. One of yours, a sappy trash.
That was one of my best pictures. I was almost nominated for an Oscar for that film.
An Oscar? Oh, so which director told you that in the sack?
My fans love that movie. It broke box office records.
Mm-hmm, for all-time losers.
Versus those B films you were in. Talk about utter trash. The only people that ever saw those movies were kids whose parents dumped them off at the theater on Saturday afternoons.
Well, after everything I do for you around here, eat your lunch. I left it on the table. With your lunch? And what are you humming?
Honestly, Jane, aren't you supposed to ask before you enter a room? And yes, I am quite finished with that slop you call lunch. I put the cover back over it. Just the sight of it made me ill.
You know, I have more to do than just feed you. I have a piano player coming over later. We're going to work on my old act and take it back on the road again.
You mean that stupid song from 45 years ago? You have got to be kidding. Who the heck is going to listen to that? And what are you going to dress up as? You've really let yourself go. Of course, you could try radio. You certainly have the face for it.
I am going to be famous again. You just watch and see.
Oh, yes, you'll be famous again for being crazy. Oh, by the way, the drugstore sent some pills over for both of us. The doctor said that we should take them to help avoid the flu.
This bottle is for both of us? There's no label on it.
Oh, I split the pills up into two bottles, so we each have our own supply. This is yours, and the doctor said to take two pills a day, okay?
Okay, well, can't come down with the flu with me going on the road again.
Well, I don't want anything to happen to my Jane, you believe it or not.
Well, I gotta get ready for rehearsal.
I'm writing a letter to Mousy. His address is heaven.
Here's your breakfast.
What did I tell you about just walking in on me?
Well, what's the difference? It's not like you're entertaining up here anymore.
Just leave me alone.
Oh, you deserve it, Blanche, after everything you've put me through. I love that little bird. How could you have killed it? And that rat? I've always known you to be the contemptuous, two-faced witch you really are. And it's not that sweet, sappy, goody two-shoes you put on for the world.
Oh, dear, I feel dizzy. Better sit down.
Oh, yes, of course. Sit down at the desk.
Whew, I don't know what came over me.
Have you been taking those pills the doctor sent over?
Yes.
2 a day?
Yes. Honestly, I do know how to take pills.
Well, maybe you should take an extra one. Make it 3 a day. I mean, they're only vitamins. Taking one more can't hurt until you feel better.
No, maybe so.
Feeling more steady now?
Yeah, I guess so. Steady enough to get out of here.
There you go. Go along now.
Okay, whatever.
I've written a letter to sister.
Miss Blanche, your sister sure is crazier than ever. She wanders through the house wearing that ridiculous schoolgirl dress, singing that old song of hers, dancing to it like she's on the stage again. Always seems to be in a daze.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed. She actually seems calmer than she did a couple weeks ago. I think those pills are helping.
Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't trust her. Lord only knows what's going on in that sick head of hers. I just wouldn't trust her.
Oh, I'm watching her, making sure she doesn't hurt herself or anything like that. I mean, I just couldn't live with myself if anything happened to her. I rely on her for so much. She is my only sister, after all.
Oh, I know that, but I also know it's hard for you to get around the house in that wheelchair of yours. I just want to make sure you know what all is going on.
Edna, you're always so good to me. But don't you worry, I'll be perfectly fine. I have everything under control. You just watch and see.
I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is Blanche. What are you doing on the stairs in the hallway? You're so close to the edge of the staircase.
Oh, I just wanted a change of scene. And that song of yours got me thinking about life at home with Mommy and Daddy and how wonderful it was.
Oh, wasn't it? Being in front of all those people, all that applause, dancing for them, song to them on stage.
Careful, Jane. You shouldn't try dancing on the stairs.
Oh, could you move back a bit, sister, so I can get to the top of the stairs?
Why, of course.
No, no, Blanche! Roll back!
Oh, Jane! Are you okay? Jane! I've written a letter to sister. Jane, how are you feeling, dear?
Better, considering that fall.
I feel just awful about that. I got all confused on which way I was going. For as long as I've been in this chair, I still don't maneuver it very well. How's your head? Dr. Shelby said you had quite a bump.
Yes, but the headaches are gone. I'm just achy all over, you know, bruised up yet.
Poor sister. Say, we should go out for a drive. It's such a warm day. You could take us along the beach. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, I don't know. I still feel so bad.
Oh, the fresh air would do you good. We could take a picnic.
No.
There's that park above the rocks looking over the ocean. Oh. Not that far from here.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe the fresh air will help me collect myself. I have been so confused lately.
Great. Now, help me get ready. Oh, what a glorious day. So nice in the sun.
Yes, and for some reason it reminds me of that drive home from that party oh so many years ago when you got hurt.
Oh?
Yes, how you brought up all those bad things about Daddy, how you took off all the credit for my movie career.
Now, Jane, we should let bygones be bygones. All that was so long ago, you know. Jane, you really shouldn't drive so fast around the curves.
Why not, Blanche? Scared?
No, Jane, but you know it's hard for me to brace myself when you drive like this. I can't move my legs right. You really should have put the seatbelt on me.
Oh, really? You seem to be able to move around just fine when you pushed me down the stairs.
I told you that was an accident.
Oh, really? I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. I've written, dear Daddy, we miss you and wish you were with us to love.
Oh, that song! Look out! Oh, my head, Jane. Jane, am I bleeding?
Oh, you look just fine. Let me take you out onto the beach here. Resting in the hot sun will do you some good. Daddy always tells me to get fresh air. I remember that show we did on the boardwalk.
Oh, please, get me to a doctor.
Oh, nonsense. Now just let me get you down to the beach.
Oh. Oh, it's so hot. I need some water. Please stop dragging me.
Oh, it's such a nice day, isn't it? I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. Oh, dear. Oh, Daddy, is this a good place to rest? Oh, thank you, Daddy. You're always so good to me. Oh, another song? Why, of course. Anything for my fans. But you buy lots of those dolls, okay? I've written a letter to Sister. Her address is heaven above. I've written, dear Sister.
Oh, for heaven's sake, who is this? Hello? Hello? Oh, who is this? I know you're on the line. Who's trying to call me? What are they trying to do to me? Operator, I don't know what's the matter. Is this phone? It's positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient, miserable service. Now look, I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed by much longer. Well, everything seems to be the trouble. I haven't had one bit of satisfaction out of the one call I've made this evening. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care. And now my phone keeps ringing. Ringing and ringing. Ringing every 5 seconds or so, and when I pick it up, there's no one there. I don't want you to test my phone for you. I want you to put that call through, whatever it is. Oh, you can't do that? And why, may I ask? In the meantime, I've got to sit here in my bed, suffering every time that phone rings, imagining everything. You're not trying to check the trouble for me? Oh, what's the use of talking to you? You're so stupid. But I know the dial system is automatic. Oh, young woman, I don't know your name, but there are always ways of finding out. And I'm going to report you to your supervisors for the most unpardonable rudeness. Oh, give me the business office at once. Dial it direct? I'll do no such thing. I don't even know the number. Oh, what's the use? Oh, dear, for heaven's sake. Hello. Hello, stop ringing me, do you hear? Answer me, who is this? Do you realize you're driving me crazy? Who's calling me? What are you doing it for? Now stop it. Stop it, stop it, I say. If you don't stop ringing me, I'm going to call the police, do you hear? Hello? Hello? Oh. Yes, this is Plaza 32098. I'm sorry. Who? Oh, Western Union. Yes, this is Mrs. Albert Stevenson. Will you read the telegram, please? Yes, that's the address.
Darling, terribly sorry. Tried to get you the last hour, but the line busy. Leaving for Boston 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business. Back tomorrow afternoon. Keep happy. Signed, Albert.
Oh. No, I don't want a copy of the message. Good night. Oh, Albert, how could you? How could you? When you knew I was going to be alone. I can't be alone tonight. Well, if I'm alone one more second, I'll go mad. I'm a sick woman in this wheelchair. I'm entitled to a little consideration. Where's my clock? Oh, my clock stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it? 14 minutes past 11? What was that? I'll be quiet. And they'll think. But if I don't call someone now while they're still down there, there'll be no time. I've got to get that operator. Operator, I'm in desperate trouble. I don't dare speak louder. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now? But you've got to hear me. Oh, please. You've got to help me. There's someone in the house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with the... Oh, there it is. Did you hear it? He put it down. He's put down the extension phone. He's coming up the stairs. Give me the police department. Give me the police. I can hear him. Hurry.
Police Department, Precinct 43, Sergeant Martin speaking. Police Department, Precinct 43, Sergeant Martin speaking. Ah, yes, sir. Sorry. What did you say? Wrong number. Okay. Good night, sir.
And this has been show number 109 of the award-winning, the 12-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater in this, our 13th season. And we have been broadcasting live from Lake Lawn Resort in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. As always, our stars have been from the 91.1 Players. And they were Chris Brooks, Vicky Dumais, Harold Johnson, Susan Lean, Gordon Wisniewski, and Kathy Zolke. And of course, those names were read in alphabetical order. Our show director and sound effects director, Barb Tyla. Our audio director, Mr. Chuck Janzer. Our chief radio engineer, Dave Janzer. And today's program was written and produced by Mike Ostrup and myself, Steve Brown. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumais, and McTernan, on the web at addmlaw.com. The not-for-profit Brown Ostrup Performing Arts Foundation, located in the village of Salem Lakes, Wisconsin, located on the web at brownostrupfoundation.org. And finally, Lake Lawn Resort, located in Delavan, Wisconsin, on the web at lakelawnresort.com. Here are several theater and program reminders. Lakelawn Resort and the Brown Oyster Performing Arts Foundation are proud to announce that we are bringing Tony Dow, who played Wally Cleaver on the Leave It to Beaver television show, to Lakelawn Resort, where